It's summer, and the heat wave has rolled in. In this town, it hits us harder than any others. Not necessarily because we get particularly hotter than our neighbors, but because of something a little more unconventional. The women don't want to fuck. Why, you ask? Because the mere act of sitting on a couch is uncomfortable for everyone, as they simply cannot stop sweating and sticking to things. Of course, women aren't under any obligation to fuck their partners. It's up to them to decide how and when they ride their love interests. But there's another problem, which is being bloated by this. The men have nowhere to unload. This town is quite well known in the state for plenty of things. The killer burgers, diverse population, and the extraordinary annual carnival. But the thing that really gets the gossip going is to do with the men. They have massive, thick cocks and spray huge, thick loads. I'm not talking just some porn star loads that are above average. I'm talking gallons of man cream squirting out of huge, swollen cockheads. So in turn, the inability for these guys to find a slick, tight hole to spurt their nut into is causing problems. While they still have their choice of masturbating to relieve their tensions, most of them simply refuse, citing the sheer mess that it makes all over them. But it doesn't make any difference, because the selfish bastards come anyway. You'll see it anywhere you go. A man who hasn't jacked off in a while will catch a glimpse of a hot mom in some tight jeans, and he instantly goes off. He'll start coming there right on the spot. Just the other day, when I was at the gym doing my squats, a man started pumping his boxers full of cum just from looking at me. I could already hear that he was about to cum as he moaned, and the pulsing of his cock became literally audible. Everyone had to exit the gym because of the sloppy mess he made all over the floor. That was the final straw. This town needed a solution, and I had thought of one. I will drain these men. I put up flyers all around town advertising my services. For the sake of this town's sanity, all the men that needed somewhere to dump their loads would come to my house and use me. I sat in my front room, awaiting the men to ring my doorbell. I had a pair of nice, tight, hot pants on, and a crop top that hung over my chest from the size of my big, round tits. There was the doorbell. I opened the door to a sight of a huge group of already hard men hovering at my doorstep. "Come in, boys." All of them were obviously straining to contain the blood-curdled cocks that pressed up against their pants, looking so fucking huge and rigid. "Get yourselves undressed and wait for me to come to you." I approached the first man that pulled his pants down. His big, hard cock was hovering in the air, huge throbs of excitement making it jump every second or two. "You want me to please this monster, big boy? Are your nuts stuffed full for me? I know you just want to clog my stomach with that load, and that's exactly what I'm going to make you do." I placed my thick lips on his raging cockhead and pushed the entire length of his cock down my throat. You might think it to be a bit much to start with, but I'm an experienced gal, and draining big cocks is something I'm well trained in. Every time my lips ran up and down his dick, I could feel the veins coursing his shaft, throbbing and expanding. I could tell this boy wouldn't last long enough to fuck my pussy. His fat cock jammed down my throat, and my throat muscles squeezed him intensely, making him moan and shake with pleasure. "Gonna come? Gonna spray your fat, creamy load of juice straight into my stomach? Is that what my big boy wants?" As I finished my sentence, I felt a long, hard throb occupy his shaft as a boiling hot load of cum rocketed up his dick and squirted down my throat. Between every pump of cum, my throat swallowed around his length, forcing more and more of the baby batter out of his balls. When he finally stopped coming, I hollowed my cheeks and sucked myself off of his cock, making that little spot of juice still sitting in his pipes coat my tongue. I looked over to the other men. They were already jacking off. A man pulled me over to him and shoved my face between his nuts. His balls were fucking huge. This man was about to come, and I wasn't prepared or aware of where he was going to dump it. Pulling my hand up to his balls, he pushed my hair back and pointed his cockhead at my face. That's when I knew what he had planned. His fat balls started churning and seizing up in my palm as the cum boiled up into his cockhead and sprayed into my face. Massive jets of cum covered my face and hair as his big cock pulsed and jerked from the tension. Just when I thought he was done, he shoved his cockhead in my mouth and let off a huge glob of cum into my mouth, filling my cheeks with just one squirt. I swallowed it down in one gulp and prepared for my next client. I turned around and grabbed the nearest cock I could find. Give me your big fucking dick now. The taste of cock and cum was getting to me. I was becoming more aggressive. Stand still and watch me beat that load out of you. I squeezed my hand around the base of his big dick, watching in awe as the fattened up veins in his shaft grew and screamed at the pressure. Such a nice fucking cock. I bet you'd love for me to suck on those veins, wouldn't you? Suck those big, fat, pulsing veins until you squirted? Well, unlucky. My hand is doing all the fucking work here. Running one hand up and down his big cock, I shove my other hand on his balls. I bet you have a big load built up in here, huh? I'm going to squeeze all that thick fucking nut out of your cock. His cock began pulsing rapidly. My hand continued to milk him, and I felt his balls drawing up. Yeah, that's right. You big cock-having stud, pump that load out now. Gallons of cream shot out of the tip of his dick, the sheer force causing the cum to backfire up off the ground. I kept pulling on his shaft and squeezing his balls as he sprayed, letting none of the cum remain inside him. Pulling my hands off his meat, I began to move to the next phase. With an unbelievable horny expression on my face, I pulled my hot pants off and ripped off my panties. My pussy was soaking fucking wet from drinking and milking loads off big dicks. And now I needed some inside me. A stud pulled up behind me and pressed his bulging dick against my ass, humping as he moaned. "You want to be inside me, big man?" Grabbing my ass cheeks with both hands, he placed his cock head against my pussy. Fuck, your head is boiling hot. You must be so desperate to pound this pussy. He rammed his massive thick cock into my pussy, filling my entire insides up instantly. Ah, shit, that's just what I needed. My pussy walls clenched around his fat meat as he started pulling himself in and out of me. His huge balls slapped against my ass as he fucked me, letting me know just how close I was getting to my juicy treat. This man had obviously been jacking before he fucked me, so it wasn't going to take long. With a loud moan that signaled the incoming climax, his balls pulled up against my ass, his massive cock throbbing at an insane pace. Gallons of cream sloshed audibly in his balls as it shot up his thick shaft and sprayed into my womb. The force of his cum shooting into me sent mini orgasms all over my body and made me shake like a weak little mess. Once he pulled off of me, a group of men approached me from all angles. I knew my fate. One shoved his cock down my throat, made my tongue lap at his fattened underside. Another shoved his cock straight into where I'd been filled, clogging my already full insides up even more. They both pounded me for about 10 minutes, taking short breaks to let me feel the throbbing in their juicy fat cocks before going back to manic pounding. The man in my mouth filled my cheeks up with his fat load, making them bulge obscenely with the cream as his cum channel throbbed and he fed me more and more. The man inside me pushed his massive cock as deep as he could before unloading another giant load of cum into me, my pussy walls milking him with every spurt. Pulling off their cocks, I glanced around the room. There were still 90% of the men left. All right, big boys. Remember to come back here the next time you feel the tension in your balls, and I'll be sure to suck it all straight out. No more messes around town. You hear me?